Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Late Night West Ham podcast. We've just pulled up at Anfield. It's about 1:30 on match day. Just been greeted, actually. Slightly different to what it used to be, isn't it, Steve? I've just been given a voucher. I remember pulling up here in the 70s and the 80s and getting bricked and fucking God knows what else. We've just got off our coaches to be given a voucher that says any 2 hot food items and any 2 alcoholic items for 13 quid. Our times have changed, eh?
Yeah, I've hidden under a car here. I've been here and I've had to hide in the chippy near Goodison and jump over the counter, aged about 15, just because outside was just mayhem. And now you come, it's very sanitised now, isn't it? There's lots of people in lots of shirts and scarves and lots of smiles. I think it changes a bit during the game, and I think certainly not the atmosphere that they used to be.
Is this down to who doesn't get in the ground more than who gets in now?
I think it's partially to do that. I just think that the whole nature of football has changed, and I think there's almost the rival between Liverpool and Manchester built politically through from the first passenger railway service right the way through to the fact that we built the Manchester Ship Canal so we didn't have to pay them robbing bastards taxes because they wanted, because they kept doing it all. They had the slave trade, it failed for them, so they wanted to move on. But I think it's changed football wise. It became purely about football and purely about the hatred around football, hence Clayton Blackmore being gassed before the game. I think now it's completely different because I think the sets of those lads who went there and went to the game who are still going now, they're almost on the same side because we're fighting against something that is now spiralled out of control, i.e. the money involved in the game, which has taken the game away from us. And I think we all still go to the game almost as a protest against that, as if to say, you're not going to take our football club away from us. So I think outside the 90 minutes of this fixture, we have a lot more in common than we ever used to.
Is it, from your point of view, going, obviously, my sort of thoughts on biggest game, biggest rival, it'll always be City for me, and that's largely because of where I was brought up and the schools I went to and all that. What's it for you?
I think it's always going to be City because just how bitter they are and the whole, just look at that, there's a park there where everyone's drinking fish and chips, coffee, what's it called, the family area,
something like that, family park,
and everyone's just mixed in. It could never have happened 20 years ago. I think it's always going to be City in terms of many things, but I have to say, we had to sell our soul to the devil a couple of years ago, didn't we, and make that choice. It was either going to be City or Liverpool.
I was chatting about it,
and for me, I chose differently to you because of Steven Gerrard. I hated that man, and I still think he's just a disgusting excuse for a human being, and for that was the tipping point for me, and I had to sell my soul and go, you know what, I'm so glad that he fell over, and I'm so glad they didn't win it then. It's obviously, it's different. If it had been City's first one, then I might not have, I may not have made that decision. I might just have had to,
It was definitely different when we were running around Central Manchester after Sunderland the way that night.
Congratulating them, we were pleased for them, weren't we?
When they'd all got on by 10:30.
I don't think they'd,
Is it still the biggest game in football, despite you being 6-9?
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it, in many ways. Because once the 90 minutes starts, and the hate, you can see the battle between the two team supporters during that 90 minutes of the game. Is it bigger than the United City? Probably not for us. We wanted to win the derby. If we lose this, we go home 30 miles, and we go to bed and we don't bump into any Scousers tomorrow. But if we lose the derby, we never hear the fucking end of it, do we? So in many ways, the derby is a different game now. But in many ways for me, the City are becoming less relevant because they're not really Manchester City anymore. The whole thing about them not wanting, offering to chain to tattoos of lads who've had the old club chest, because they're reinventing themselves. They've become FC City, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, FC United went away from Manchester United because they wanted to start their own club. You know, City have done the same, but they've done it internally.
Rather for one thing, and I've got myself in trouble over here in the past. I've had skirmishes here. I've had some pretty nasty incidents crossing that park. But
yeah,
the thing is I always find I've got more in common with people who go to this ground in the Omen than I have with who go to the Omen at City.
Massively more, yeah. I think politically the two sides, the two team supporters, you know, we had a left to centre support. I think a lot of Liverpool lads, there was a great, you know, there was a great union tradition built out of Liverpool, and Manchester and Liverpool were so similar during the 80s economically, you know, all that they're the chant of you, Scalper. Yeah, but I think the thing was they were very, very similar. They shouted about boys from the black stuff. I think we just went ahead and did it. That was the only difference, you know. And I think that is what we have got in common. And I think that was all forgotten. Whereas now, I think outside the 90 minutes of this football game, all right, and the surrounding perhaps couple of hours, it isn't about that. Because if you look now, we're watching here now. There's United fans here. The people, any of the people that are passing the United end here, shouting abuse. They wouldn't say boo to a goose, would they? Outside this environment and all those coppers, you know, they're not. There's nobody there you'd go, I wouldn't like to see him on, you know, Stanley Park later.
Do you think that this is one of them games though where it's murder to get a ticket, but eventually the tickets do seem to end up in the hands of the right people, unlike a London away?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of London games where, you know, you look at the away end that we have at Arsenal, it's absolutely appalling now. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. You know you've got people in there who don't even spot it. But look, these two Liverpool fans walking past here, yeah? There's people in half and half scarves from the Liverpool end. I mean, that's not traditional Liverpool sport, is it?
No, definitely not.
You know, not that you would see. You know, lots of couples, lots of, you know, women with designer handbags walking past. It's just not, well, you know,
when that ground goes up by another 11 grand, they're only going to get more of that in, aren't they? Like we've had to endure.
Yeah, and what City will now have started to, because obviously City had seats to fill anyway, they've found that their support's going away, you know. And when they get through, when City get through their, you know, initial bitterness, they will start to resent their support, you know. And I think Liverpool, you know, Liverpool will resent some of that that's coming on and taking their away tickets away from them.
We've heard the team selection, which sounds to me like it's the same as the other night. What are your thoughts on that? Is it enough to win?
Who knows? We just haven't. We have no idea how United will play. We can't attack and defend. Liverpool don't seem to be able to attack and defend at the same time. Could be 3-3. Both sides could have gone and tried to get 0-0. I would imagine that. I mean, for me, the biggest disappointment has been Schweinsteiger. Only in terms of we know how fantastic he is. He's not been able to replicate it with us. If he doesn't play, we can see goals because he sits in front of the back four brilliantly. Doesn't offer us anything going forward, and therefore we've not been allowed to score goals. Schneiderlin does slightly differently. I think he's a good young player, he's a good little player. He does offer us more, but then the back four aren't protected. Smalling is a bit more exposed, and that fantastic season he's had, he looks more exposed, therefore we're going to concede goals. I just think it's got goals in it, this game, and I just hope that we score obviously, but I just think we can nick it somehow.
I'd shoot from every fucking corner of that ground against their keeper, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, but he'll have a blinder against us today, won't we? We know he'll have an absolute...
fucking Friedel.
Yeah, yeah. We just know that he'll have an absolute blinder against us today. But yeah, you should be shooting from anywhere. And I thought at Newcastle, you know, we said that at Newcastle, didn't we, the other night? And we saw our team take proper shots and have a go and put through balls and risk losing it. We had 48% of possession scored three times. That has to be the way forward. It has to be. Come here and attack them. And if, you know what, if we lost here 4-3 today, but had a real proper go at them, it'd be a lot. We would leave happier than get them nicking it from a dodgy penalty 1-0 at 90 minutes, and we'd look at all in control.
Do you know, both of them coming off a free on changes the way you approach this one?
Probably got 0-0 written all over it, or someone will nick it on a dodgy decision late on. And you know, and that is the sad thing, isn't it, that we don't want to see that. We'd rather lose 4-3 than 1-0 and not have a go. But obviously we don't want to ever lose here, and I think we'll nick it today. I think we will be good enough. I think he's got to learn that if he's going to keep his job, then he needs to do things that please the fans. And pleasing the fans the other night, we had a great trip back from Newcastle, apart from the fact they shut the A1. But we had a good trip back, didn't we? And were we just that disappointed with the football? Right, we conceded later on, but we saw something in there.
We enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, we did enjoy it. It was a good game to enjoy, wasn't it? You know?
In terms of Rooney, who's coming into a bit of form, and since he got dropped at Stoke, he's, which was a kick up his arse, he's been our best player by some distance, and he scored once in about 13 or 14 appearances. It's pretty poor, that, isn't it?
I think he probably tries too hard here because of his Evertonian background. I think we saw that last year when Gerrard walked on and walked off. And if you read...
You quite admire that, don't you?
It was the funny thing was, right, it mattered to him. And if you read his book, or the passages in the book about that, it was all about, they'd wound me up, the fans had wound me up. You know, I'd heard what they were singing and I just was desperate to get on and show them what this meant to me. I was desperate to do it and I lost my head. And so it was just that sums up. I think that happens to Rooney here.
Amen.
I think he loses his head completely. I think he comes here, tries too hard, gets all sulky, doesn't go as far to get sent off. But
do you not think now as captain, he's almost trying to be too sensible?
Oh yeah, he's absolutely stifling what he does, that's what I mean. So he has to temper it, so now he sulks more now, doesn't he, rather than putting the studs challenges that Gerrard did last year.
It's getting a bit tasty here now, isn't it? There's like most people who haven't got tickets are starting to hang around, so that could be quite good funny next 10 minutes. Before we go on the ground, mate, is a draw a good result for United? Yes or no?
It's not a good result for United in terms of the season that we're having. No, it's a poor result.
Is it a good result for Van Gaalen?
When you play ninth and you're away from home and you've not been winning or you've not won many games, you have to go and win at a team that are ninth. However, I would imagine for him, if he goes to Liverpool and doesn't get beat, he'll be fairly pleased. I'm not sure if you look at clinically that is a good enough result to come here, the team that are ninth, and not beat them, given some of their other results. I think we have to come here and win. And if we don't, I do think he's on dodgy ground again.
You said you've had Klopp really hasn't got a lot to lose here. He's got loads of time to kill. He's not under any pressure, whereas so he can throw anything at this.
Yeah, I mean, but his reaction, I can see what he's trying to do. You know, they get late draws and he has them celebrating in front of the cup as if they've won something. It's embarrassing for Liverpool, that. And I would imagine there is an embarrassment, but I also think that they'll be really pleased that there's someone with passion that maybe will learn a different way in the future. They'll like to see a passionate manager who actually looks like he cares right from the beginning. That's the first thing. Van Gaal has never done that for us. He said some right things early on, but certainly there's no passion there, as if he doesn't get it.
What do you reckon's in that fucking briefcase of his that he carries around everywhere?
I would imagine a dossier on some of the players that he would like to buy that Edward Wood just doesn't get anywhere near these days.
Strange man.
He is strange.
Yeah, he's odd, isn't he? Anyway, right, it's 10 minutes to go, so we're going to go in the ground now. So, prediction, mate?
I think we'll win 2-1.
2-1. I was going to go 2-1, but there's no way I could possibly agree with you.
Looking at
we've got all these scousers walking past now going, fucking 2-1, you cheeky mank bastards. I've got 2-all in the predictor, so I'm going to have to stick with that, unfortunately. But cheers, mate. It's about 20 minutes after the final whistle went at Anfield. They've just announced over the tannoy the words release Operation Diablo, whatever the fuck that means. It seems to mean that after being kept back for our safety, we can go home at last. So, personally, I'd rather get out on time and be frightened. But never mind, they've let us go. Liverpool 0 after having millions of shots and loads of possession. Manchester United 1. Brilliant result. Not sure whether it was deserved or not, but never mind. We'll speak to a few lads and see what they think. The crowd, superb vocal support in the away end. 3,000 if you include jibbers were in there to watch it, including Marcus Rojo, Michael Carrick and Phil Jones, who obviously were very, very successful in the ballot. So well done to those three. We can confirm that unfortunately Phil Jones has pulled his hamstring while taking a selfie with somebody, so he looks like he's going to be out for a little while. We're walking down now past the entrance to the top of the Arkles pub where the coaches are parked, so I'm just going to grab a few United fans and see what they think about the game. Here's Andy.
All right. Unbelievable, isn't it? Every time it's like
four in a row now, not done that since 2008. That finish, that is unbelievable finish, and I've been the first to criticise him, but since Stoke, when he got
dropped. Rooney haters are looking like knobs now, aren't they?
Absolutely. Seriously, the amount of stick I was giving Fellaini, I looked at a knob with that header in the crossbar. But how he kept that ball down, that was Rooney of old. And
the big question I've got is, do you reckon Rooney's shot, was it as hard as that pass from Fellaini in the first half?
Seriously, his passing today was unbelievable, wasn't it? He couldn't find the right shirt at all.
But he was there for muscle, wasn't he?
But that header for... And Herrera again was a bit, wasn't great, was he? But who cares? That was just fantastic. And with the United players in our end, Jesus Christ, I tell you what, the ticket office do all right with those players, don't they?
Look at the draw, I'm told.
Oh, seriously though, Roho, that cap, what was that all about? It was like pristine.
Well, a big white Nike cap.
Yeah. When Matt saw him though, Matt got a bit excited, but do you know what? That was superb.
Famous. Suggesting that, well, Matt, actually, I won't go there.
Yeah, we'll there. But at the end of the day, that was just brilliant. The famous Liverpool atmosphere again was nothing. Someone's
great
went,
in the United.
Someone's went awful short, so yeah, brilliant. The end, that was one of the best ends in a long time. Just fantastic.
That man over there clearly knows something about the weather we don't.
Yeah. They're awful though. Three quarter length denim. I mean, Jesus Christ. Woody would wear that.
Yeah, all right, let's see if we can grab here. We're just coming past the Arkles. A lot of joyous United fans bouncing up and down the street, as you'd expect. It's been a while since we've had a happy podcast to talk about, so... We found our coach here.
There you go.
Fred.
Yes.
Fred. Podcast time.
Steve.
I thought all the times you've been moaning on this, I thought I've got to come and get you after a great result.
All I'm going to say is he goes by the name of Wayne Rooney.
How good was it?
Steve. Awesome. I heard to say it, Fellaini were good.
No,
he were good, mate. He were.
Did his job.
Yeah, woman.
Fred. Safe trip back. Sam.
Alright, mate. Shit performance, but we got the fucking job done, didn't we? That's all that matters. Few beers now in town.
The second half, I thought. Well, I thought first half they could have been about four up.
Yeah, well, they had chances second half as well, didn't they? I think. Yeah, they had a few like long range ones, didn't they? But it gives a fuck anyway. Yeah, for 3 points.
I enjoyed that very, very much. Very much.
Are we going to go and get mashed in town?
Yes.
Yeah, then that's a good plan. Who else have we got? Sounds like everyone's pretty chuffed with life. Let's have a look who we've got. Is that you, Dan?
Yeah.
Podcast time. What are your thoughts? United We Stand podcast. You've got to be happy with that.
Buzzing. Amazing. Don't know where the goal was going to come from, but...
Got away with it in the first half.
Second half, done all right. Rooney played well. Done well.
It's been great since he got dropped, hasn't he? Have a safe trip back,
see
lads.
You later, mate.
Lee.
How are you, pal? All right.
You happy with that?
I'm fucking buzzing with that, man. Yeah, I fucking hate that Scouse Guns, but as long as he's not there in the fucking net, who cares?
All you Rooney haters have got to eat humble pie now, unfortunately.
You're going to eat a massive slice of it with a line of cocaine, obviously.
We don't condone things like that. Go away.
See you later on, pal. Yeah. All right. See you later.
All right. Yeah, bye. How are you, mate?
All right, buddy. Yeah, performance shit, game great, yeah.
I mean, good result, great.
Second half is good, definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised Fellaini stayed on pitch. It's a good job he did, though, but it's good. I mean,
I thought what he did was he waited 60 minutes before getting revenge, and that, I think he got away with it because of that.
Yeah.
How good was that going around when Rooney's good?
Oh, it's fucking great.
How many rows did you fall?
I fall four rows forward, yeah. Chairs as well, chairs all over the place, yeah. Plastic chairs.
See you, mate, safe trip, yeah. Sala. Hey mate, how are you?
You alright?
Yeah, everyone's in a good mood for once.
Oh,
I'll behave. Can't argue with that. If you can't be happy after a 1-0 stuffy win at Anfield, then you'll never be happy. Blackick, mate. Let's get to Rick first. Because Fellaini played well, didn't he?
Fucking hell. It was amazing. After 78 minutes, he decided to win a header and look what happened. We fucking scored. But, well, result in it.
What? Do you think we deserved it?
Second half, thought we did all right. Thought it looked a lot better. The shape was better. Thought the young kid at fullback did well when he came on, to be honest. Damien's a right back and played a lot better when he moved to the right.
He looks like... He just scares me, Damien, at left back, doesn't he?
Yeah, just a bit, yeah.
I bet his missus spends the whole day at work thinking, I bet he's left the fucking front door open. I bet he's left the iron on. You
know. The worrying thing, though, about today is that Jones, Carrick and Roho were in our end.
Yeah.
When that goal went in, Jones is out for at least 6 months now, isn't he?
That's the second Jones injury joke we've already done, isn't it? Yours was better than ours. Pass.
Well, great result. Can't fault him. I thought
as soon as Young went off, I thought it changed the game, to be honest. Like you say, yeah. Darmian, different proposition. Is that Oscar going?
No, it's just a police objecting, you know what I mean? To this Rooney, man urinating in the street.
Two good saves from De Gea. Was there any other chances?
Not a lot.
Not really?
Thank you, Ned. How are you, Steve?
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Your charity fundraiser the night where you had your head shaved, yeah? You now look like... It looks like Sidus the Virus out of Conair. Are you coping with the weather with that?
I'm freezing. I spent the entire game freezing. But actually, Deb says it looks better than ever, though.
Yeah, what do you mean it looks better than ever?
Well, she says this is. She said I'm looking quite sexy.
You look.
I've built that up a little bit.
You look like you're about to have the machine switched off on. Happy with the game.
Fantastic. Do you know what he did right, CT? He went 4-4-2 later on. We said it at the time. He went 4-4-2. Not a lot had happened. This season, but did that. We got what we deserved today. I think brilliant.
Half, I thought we deserved to get some other game. More. Yeah, I was bricking it out. If they knew what to do. Shoot-wise, they could have been 4-0.
First half, that it was theirs, and you just thought, yeah, we're going to end up a 1-0 defeat.
If you don't take chances, you can't fucking moan, can you?
Exactly. Yeah, we got what we deserved today.
Anyway, definitely. Wayne Rooney.
Well, you know, like I say, I've always been. He's
how many is that now? 5-4.
No, I'll hold my hands up. I didn't think we'd see a spell, not just a performance, but a spell of performances like it again. But he's been brilliant. And today, even before his goal, he was isolated, but he showed what has been missing. He was strong. There's one in front of us where he just barged Torre off the ball. He's not done it for a long, long time. And he looked, you know what, as well, which, so I am claiming credit, he's been dropped at Stoke.
I totally
since
agree
he's
with
come
that.
On as a sub, he's finally looked like his place wasn't guaranteed and he's looked a different player since. Yeah.
Kick up the arse,
you know, he's needed it, but please. No, fair play to him. I'm just glad when he hit the bar, he just took the arse. You just want him to take the arse off it.
Well, police are throwing us on our coach here.
Right, I'll see you.
Yeah, safe trip back, lads. Yeah. Yeah. Are you going back into town?
No.
Oh, no. All right. See you later, Dave. Ta-da. See you later, mate. Yeah. Cheers. I hope your head gets warmer. Wacky. We're on the bus, the sanctuary of the bus, having been just booted on here by the police.
I don't know.
Why should we doing beers?
Straight away.
I'm recording here, by the way.
All right.
This is evidence.
It's a good job. There's no drinking coach, Mark, you idiot.
You happy with that result?
Yeah, I'm happy with the result. We should be the team that are in ninth, though. Yeah. I said that before, and they turned out to be probably as poor as we thought they were.
They got to our penalty box, I thought they were, and then shot. Yeah, and they didn't know what to do. They spunked so many shots.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they moved quickly to our box and then just shot.
I thought first half though we were almost laughable to watch, but second half I thought we were a different team.
I thought Schneiderlin ran it for us. I thought he was by far our best player. Schweinsteiger wasn't in his way, and therefore he could actually play his game that he wanted to play, which is breaking up the play and then trying to move it. I think he moves it quicker and Schweinsteiger does. I think Carrera going off was disappointing because he was doing okay, but I think we did have a bit of a balance actually when he did go off, but that wasn't his fault.
But then if you're going to bring Matter on, there wasn't anyone else really you could have took off, would you really?
Fellaini won the header for the goal, I suppose.
Well, he was the only muscle, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was the only one who got put his foot in any tackle as well, wasn't he?
I thought he did well after being flattened in like the 5th or 6th minute. And no, I said to Drew, he's going to take. In 5 minutes, he'll be off. He'll just take revenge.
Yeah, I think he did. I mean, there was that incident when didn't he push someone over and then he hit someone else? And you thought he's off.
Yeah.
We didn't even get a booking, and I think he got away with that a little bit.
I just look bastard.
I think it was good. Lovely to see Rooney put his laces 3-1 and take the time to hit the target. I don't think Milner made a save, did he, in the entire game?
Well, I don't think De Gea only made.
He got man of the match there, yeah.
Did
somehow.
He? Well, that one save he made.
There was one. There was one near the end, wasn't there, as well? Where it was the one.
Yeah, I didn't quite know what was going on.
I thought he was given offside.
Flicked it over his head or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what happened there. But I think all in all, look, if you're going to have games like that, we were talking about before the game when it was like, and all during that game at 0-0, I didn't have any nerves. If I'd been at the Etihad.
You didn't have any nerves?
Not like at 0-0.
My arse was so in buttons.
Not at 0-0. I thought at 0-0 it was like, it was going to end 0-0. It was only at 1-0 when I thought, right, all of a sudden something was going to happen. Whereas, you know, you come, we said about coming here, didn't we, and what it's like, is there a difference between being here and the City? Of course, the massive difference in it at the end. You feel sick for 2 days before you go there because it's such an important game, no matter when you play them. Whereas here, you know, it's for the 90 minutes, it's still got edge, whereas it didn't before because probably of the play, you know, where the teams are.
Someone told me Van Gaal's won every game against Liverpool now.
Probably has, but he's generally good at big games. But I tell you what was noticeably different second half, the number of times people were off our bench in the technical area and actually shouting at players to move, to change positions, to switch. There was one time when I clocked Van, I was going absolutely mad with somebody. You know, it's a completely different bench in terms of their passion and what they're actually trying to stir things up. It's like they've listened to somebody.
In terms of celebrations, that's got to be up there with some of the best for years, hasn't it?
Fucking mint, wasn't it?
Yeah.
About three people on my head at one point.
How many rows did you fall? I went about four. You know, there was seats, smash seats all over the place. Yeah. I don't think it was trouble, but I think people just trod on them or whatever.
Yeah,
it was up there with the Bayern Munich away, that, when Everett scored.
Everett, yeah. And the O'Shea one at Anfield as well.
Result United got a build on now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, God knows how, but we're back to fifth now, aren't we? And you know, we're not even a million miles away from those at the top of the league. We don't for 1 minute think we're going to win the league, but you know, we definitely
this
get
is
back
title
in.
Running for me. This is the title running.
You are Black. Do you remember Blackie was the person who was
still thought Moyes was going to win it? Yeah,
he worked a theory. I remember.
Yeah. We only need average 3.1 points from the last 8 games, didn't we?
Anybody else in the world? Yeah. I'd fallen out with him by the August of his first season.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got, you know, they definitely got to be finishing in the European qualifying places.
Well, you think now that's unbeaten since Boxing Day. You got Southampton at home next year, you think we should keep. Yeah? And then it's a cup game, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
What are your thoughts?
You'll never beat that.
Have you? You probably will.
Well, you might do, but you can't beat winning in the last 10 minutes or something like that. It's brilliant.
We have done it before.
Yeah, but every time it's done, there's no feeling like it. It's
so in terms of highlights of your life, where does that rank?
Probably up there with the medium last week.
Yeah, that's the medium, you said we're going on a trip to France for football.
Yeah, that one. She never mentioned we beat Liverpool in the last 10 minutes, though.
Well,
kept it a surprise. I think
I'm getting the word. Jake,
fantastic. Always great to win at Anfield. You can never beat it. Don't matter how shit we played.
That's it. Thoughts, mate?
Cracking win. Can't believe we robbed them.
I thought we mugged them off a little bit. After their first half.
Yeah, definitely. They came out better than us, and we just absolutely mugged them off. And brilliant for Rooney to actually do it. Anfield for once, actually put it in the back.
Woody, you'll know this.
Yeah.
Not having a girlfriend.
Do you know what? Just rub it in a little bit.
Do you know what? Where does that leave us in terms of points and table?
I ain't got a fucking foggiest. We're about five.
Fifth on 37.
See, you're having a go at me. He knows it more than me.
And who? What about? I know, but we're trying to get fourth, really, aren't we?
Spurs are the next one.
Yeah, top four's are the objective now, isn't it?
What are your thoughts on? What were your thoughts on Liverpool?
Like Chelsea, one of the poorest Liverpool team we played in Premier League history. They were just as bad as us, giving it away every time.
I seem to be in a bit of a minority. You thought they played all right. They had a bit good tempo about them. They just didn't have a clue what to do when it came to shooting.
They had all the chances. How many shots did they have from outside the box in the stand? It's 7 or 8 for me. They were a better team, but
if you don't fucking take chances, you don't deserve to win. It's fucking simple. You can't be whinging about possession. That's what we do.
I just read a stat that every shot we've took against Liverpool this year has gone in the back of the net.
Told you that.
Someone's put it on Twitter.
Every shot we've had against Liverpool this year has gone in the net. Dearly me. Makes you think we should have more then, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, if it's shot, well, we might win more comfortably.
Anyway, there you go. Our refreshments for the journey. We're coming back up on our bus, so we're going to wrap this one up. No doubt about it. Important win, no doubt about it, that everybody is buzzing, no doubt about it, that celebration summed up everything about what going in, watch Manchester United in an away game is all about. So we're going to head back into Manchester now. We're going to have a bit of fun and games when we get into town, have a couple of drinks, and then we'll worry about tomorrow in the morning. In terms of next podcast, are we at home next week, Southampton, so we'll have something after the Southampton podcast. The next away one will be I think it's the FA Cup game at Derby on a Friday night, which will be another quiet night out. Until then, hope you enjoyed the game as much as we did, and we'll see you on the podcast soon.